Good morning to all those who are on the call. This week's Parsha speaks about the Isra of Onas Devarim. Lo sonu isha samiso, v'yoresa me'alokecha ani Hashem. Rashi explains, one must be vigilant and incredibly careful not to harm, offend, or do anything which can potentially hurt others. And unless one thinks, says Rashi, that he or she can take action against others and pretend as if these actions or words were not meant to be harmful, because Ani Hashem, I know what goes on in the depths of each and every person's heart. I see the thoughts and intent that propel the human actions, and I will hold you accountable even for that which to others might seem accidental or a mere coincidence. You and I, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, know the real truth and the true motives of all of your actions. Onas Devarim has many practical meanings, and in today's shiur we'll only touch on three of these very practical applications. The story is told that the Stipler Gaon unexpectedly showed up at a bar mitzvah celebration in Bnei Brak. The entire family and assembled guests was shocked with his presence, and upon his entrance the room suddenly came to a deafening silence. After wishing the bar mitzvah boy a personal mazel tov, the Stipler whispered something in the boy's ear and then slowly exited the room. Although the parents of the boy were extremely honored that the Stipler Gaon had participated in their son's simcha, the curious father approached the Stipler and asked why he had taken from his precious time and learning schedule to wish mazel tov at their son's bar mitzvah celebration. And listen to what the Stipler said. Listen to the words, the sensitivity, the care, and the compassion of a true Gadol Yisrael. A few years back, said the Stipler, our shul was in the middle of davening the powerful Rosh Hashanah Tfilas, and there were some children playing in the yard right outside the shul. It wasn't long before the children's play began to disrupt the davening and all those inside the shul, so the Stipler went outside to try and quiet down the children. On his way out of the shul, the Stipler saw this young child standing in the corridor of the shul and reprimanded him for choosing to play next to the shul and disrupting the intense Rosh Hashanah davening. With a very innocent expression, the child responded to the Stipler that he was merely looking for a chumash from the shelf and that he was not a part of the group of children who had been playing outside. Realizing that he had mistakenly embarrassed the child, hurt his feelings, and wrongly accused him of something he hadn't done, the Stipler thought to himself, well, he is a katan, he is a minor, and from a katan we are told, one cannot be granted mechila. So he asked this young boy for his name, as well as his birthday. And today, said the Stipler Gaon, is the day of his bar mitzvah. It is my first opportunity to ask forgiveness of this young child, whom I wrongfully embarrassed a couple of years ago. And I wanted to be sure that I wasted no time in coming to speak with him after he became a bar mitzvah. And that is why I have come specially to your son's bar mitzvah, said the Stipler. Because a few years ago, I unfairly accused and humiliated him, and I needed his absolution. How careful we have to be with children, both with our own as well as with the children of others. How often do we lose patience when children act like children, and we as adults get agitated by them for no good reason at all? How often do parents accuse their children of misplacing household items, or take the liberties to embarrass their children at a Shabbos table, or at a family gathering, sharing stories about them that are humiliating by nature and that make the children feel mortified? Quite often, something in the house might really be the fault of a parent, but it is easier for the parent to blame the young children instead of accepting the responsibility for a mistake that they may have made personally. And this, too, is a violation of Onas Devarim. Children have feelings, and children need to be dealt with as considerately as one would deal with any other adult. Our children fit into the same rules as anyone else's children, and children need to be assured that they will always be treated with respect and sensitivity by their parents and by other adults. The Sefer Yireyim writes, one of the great Rishonim, that showing a sad facial expression is yet another form of Onas Devarim as well. In the Mir Yeshiva, Reb Nosson Tzvi Finkel used to tell us that a person who walks around with a sad expression on his face is likened to a bar b'shus harabim. He is like an open pit in a public domain. Just as a pit causes people to stumble and fall into it, so does a person who projects the sad facial expression as he causes others around him to be said. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, the story is told, once saw someone who had an unhappy expression on his face, and Rabbi Yisrael Salanter assumed that he must have been experiencing terrible tragedies at home or in his family, so he began to engage him in conversation, attempting to comfort and reassure him. But through the short conversation that they had, it became very clear that in fact all was well in his personal life, and that this man faced no tragedy or hardship at all. So Rabbi Yisrael Salanter asked him, Rabbi Yid, may I ask, what then is troubling you, and what can I do to possibly assist you and make you happier? Rabbi Yisrael, the man replied, don't you know that we're now in the middle of Aseres Yimei Tshuva? Yom Kippur is only a few days away, and I'm anxious about the upcoming Yom HaDin, the upcoming judgment. This is a frightening period of year. How can one even think about smiling on his face? Excuse me, replied Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, but why does Yisrael Salanter have to suffer because of your personal fears of Aseres Yimei Tshuva and your Yom HaDin? Just because we may be having a dreadful day, it does not mean that everyone else around us has to have the same as well. And this, says the Sefer Yireim, is yet another component to the Isser Onas Devarim. People claim that it is difficult to smile after a long and hard day at work. However, we have all observed receptionists in various offices, flight attendants on planes, and waiters in restaurants, who almost always seem to deliver their service to us with a smile, even though the nature of their jobs are frustrating and sometimes pretty difficult. And the simple reason why they are always able and careful to do so is because they know quite well that their jobs depend on it. If they do not service the customers with a pleasant tone, they will simply be removed from their positions. Perhaps if we adapt this mindset and consider our facial expressions as consequential and important as if our jobs really depended on it, we too would cultivate a more enjoyable atmosphere and a more wholesome community. Our shalom bayis depends on it. Our relationships with our children and our friends rest on it. We have so much to lose and nothing to gain by having an unpleasant disposition. Onas Devarim is a serious consideration, and it is something we must consider even when we might find people agitating or annoying to us. But there's a third point to our discussion about Onas Devarim that perhaps is more important than the first two we've already mentioned. And that is the very relevant Gemara in Bava Metzia Daf Nun Tes, which makes a critical point regarding the Isser Onas Devarim. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav, La'olam yehei adam zahir ba'onas ishto. A person must always be careful not to violate Onas Devarim when it comes to his wife. Shemitoch shedim asa metzuya, ona asa krova. More than anything else, warns the Gemara, a husband must be careful not to be disrespectful or to upset or offend his own wife, because women are of a more sensitive nature, that is their makeup, says the Gemara, and they could be very easily led to tears. We need, as husbands and as spouses, we need to be hypersensitive and overly delicate when speaking with our own wives. How often do we see husbands that take their wives for granted and speak with them in a most distasteful tone? How often and how easily can a woman be led to tears from a disrespectful conversation or comment that her husband has made either to or about her? This, says the Gemara, is the primary aspect of Onas Devarim, and it is something that requires extra attention on our part. If we turn to the beginning of Parshas Vayera, Sarah is given a message that she will bear a child, and in disbelief she famously responds to the Malachim, how is it possible for me to conceive a child if I am way past my childbearing years? And in addition, my husband Avram is already an old man. Rashi there comments that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu reported Sarah's reaction to Avram Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu only mentioned that Sarah was laughing that she was beyond childbearing years and that she was surprised that she would have a child. Rashi tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically did not repeat that she had also mentioned that her husband Avram Avinu was an old man, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu thought that it would cause issues of Shalom Bayis between Avram and Sarah had he repeated that part of the conversation. But if one thinks about it critically, the reality is that Avram Avinu was already 99 years old. Everyone must have known that he was an old man. He must have been using a cane and already have grown a long white beard. It must have been obvious to him as well that he was an old man. It certainly would not have been news to Avraham Avinu that his wife Sarah thought he was an old man and too old to have a child. So why did the Ribbono Shel Olam not present Sarah's comment to Avraham exactly the way she had said it? The great Rosh Hashiva of Torah V'Das, Rav Pam, suggests in his Sefer on Chumash that what one should take from this episode is that although the entire world might recognize and even verbalize to a person that he has grown old and frail, to the point that it even becomes an accepted reality to him, the individual still cannot bear hearing this reality from his own wife. And the reverse is true as well, says Rav Pam. A woman may have gray hair or a blemish on her skin. She may have grown old and become less attractive amongst her friends. She might go to aerobics classes and frequent the beauty parlors to try and repair her old appearance. But if her husband should dare make a comment to her about it, true and as factual as it may be, she will feel broken and worthless. A person might be able to handle such comments from other people, but not from his or her spouse. Rav Pam writes that husbands cannot insult wives, and wives cannot insult husbands, even if the quote-unquote insult is nothing more than revealing a true and most obvious and noticeable fact. Where other people might be able to take liberties, a spouse dare not. This, to me, is a most powerful and important psychological insight of Rav Pam. The Gemara tells us that causing someone to cry should not be taken lightly at all. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Miyom Shacharav Beis Hamikdash, Ninalu Sharei Tfila. Va'afal pisha shari tfila ninalu, shari demos lo ninalu. Although without a Beis Hamikdash, says the Gemara, we have lost much of the potency of our tfilas, the shari tfila have been locked and sealed off to some degree, yet when someone cries out, when someone sheds tears, all gates are open to that person. The shari demos are always available, and all prayers with tears are eventually listened to. The Sefer Chassidim takes this even further and comments, Yesh Adam She'eno Zakai She'yekabel Hamakam Tfilaso. There are some people who are not worthy of having their prayers answered. Ela Ba'avur Tokef Tachanunim V'dimas Einav Asher Tamid Bochem Mishanin. But due to the passion of the request of the person, which is filled with tears and supplication, Va'afal Pi She'en B'yado Schusim Aysim Tovim, although this individual does not have any schusim, and he really does not keep a lot of mitzvahs, still, mekabel HaKadosh Baruch Hu tfiloso v'osa chafetzo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will answer his tfilos and do as he or she wishes. Bringing someone to the point of tears is an extremely serious violation of Bein Adam LaChaveru. Like the Gemara tells us, women are more easily brought to tears than men, and we must therefore be even more extra careful to treat our wives with respect, to speak to them with encouragement and with love, and to feel the pain that they feel sometimes. These are three practical applications of the Isser Onas Devarim found in our Parsha, Parshas Bahar. To be sensitive to our children, to be mindful of our outward attitude and demeanor, and to be vigilant and attentive to the sensitive feelings to our own spouses. Let us all use this as an opportunity to strengthen these important doctrines, and may they all lead to a more harmonious, affable, and genial community. I wish everyone a wonderful Shabbos.